Podcast Station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
The sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
The global upheaval of 2025 has left us emotionally drained, even shell-shocked. I get it. It's a season for giving, but it seems harder than ever to give a rat's rectum about anything or anyone. But actually, it becomes much easier when faced with such a graphic example of the alternative way to act. And boy, is it graphic. Never have we been subjected to selfishness, arrogance, greed, and hate so egregious and so overwhelming as this year. The alternative to altruism has never been on grosser display. In that respect, giving has become more of an imperative than just a good choice. Researchers who study human evolution cite giving and cooperation as essential to the survival of the species, setting aside a season to be grateful and charitable crosses cultures, religions, and lifestyles. And there's even a physical reward. Janae Nelson, a psychologist at Brigham Young University, explains there's a quick dopamine hit, sometimes called the helper's high. Psychology tells her by helping others and believing in small acts can change the world and bring coherence to your own life. Lara Acknin, a social psychologist at SFU, suggests renewing ties with old friends. Her own research has shown people who've just heard from old friends report it was a really positive experience. So, if you have a little more free time before 2026, reach out, reconnect, make a call. It's too late to send a card, so see, eliminating choices means altruism just got even easier. I'm Cal Cote. We've posted our favorite global albums of 2025. Get your calendar of cover art by subscribing to our weekly e-blast at worldbeatinternational.com. This hour, we feature choice tracks from those releases in chronological order, starting back in January, with Uncovered by Alcazar from the Arab Quarter in Paris, who cover Depeche Mode with One for the Holidays. Here's your own personal Jesus for Christmas from World Beat Canada Radio.
Yeah. Hello, this is Warsaw Village Band and you discovered music without borders and boundaries on World Beat Canada Radio.
February, got our hands on a new release from one of our favorites, Warsaw Village Band, who have teamed up with dub outfit Basiliki for Kalinowy Mostek, or Wayfaring Tree. That comes from the album Splutty, or Twines. Counting them down chronologically, next up, Danzon El Gato, psych surf music from Madrid with North African influence. The album is El Sonido Bastardo, and this is Twangy Morocco from World Beat Canada Radio. April showers bring us new music from Japan in the form of Kunatic, an acclaimed Japanese trio of otherworldly sounds with ritual music and chant. Yellow Serpent is straight ahead from the wheels of Oman. This is a very special World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for joining me at the end of the year. My name's Cal Cook.
Sneaky deep bass and Mazouid rhythms from North Africa. That is Amar 808, the project of Sofiane Ben Youssef, who is a Tunisian living in Denmark. The new album is called Club Tunsi, and we discovered that one in May. On to June and the return of Witch Zamrock from Zambia. The new album is Segolo, and this is Tepande Madzi. Another great track from World Beat Canada Radio.
Kalulu ekana e chichi mas matyonse aya inea sininga ponde tope kufuna manzi sininga ponde tope kufuna manzi ponde manzi palirove.
wana lema chule atile kani niese ko ati iwe kulibe cheusiba mazika kamisa chue anakumba kantawi kangwanda manzi anachoka oza zula mzako ole kuti achepe eko suile eko panoko odi kulichelele odi kulisi odi kulichelele odi kulisi odi kulichelele.
In the summer of 2025, we found our way to the newly refurbished Hollywood Theater in Kitsilano for the CD release party for Sankoko Trifasiko, the new album by Vancouver's Empanadas Illegales. That was our pick for July of 2025. In August, it was a tour around the Mediterranean. Wouldn't that be nice? Italian turntablist Didgeridoo made that trip and wrote music that reflected the spirit of his journey. The resulting disc is called Mediterranean Tropical. It's a great listen. And we're going to hear Hotel Mosquito. Keeping time with the beat of the world, you're joining me at year end for a very special World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for being here.
about sonic perfection later in 2025. I went to the Commodore Ballroom and witnessed live sonic perfection by Arc du Soleil. The new album is called Lumen Rain, and Arc du Soleil is a stage name of Daniel Katawatha, who is a Sri Lankan who is making music in Sweden. That was September. Let's check in with October and El Hudi.
I'm El Hudi, a Latina immigrant living in the United States, and I want to talk to you about my song Karma. I wrote this song as a warning. Crossing moral lines has consequences. My chorus is relentless. El alma no se vende. I sing the soul is not for sale. And if you sell your soul, karma is going to catch up to you. I feel it personally. It's my response to all the violence and oppression unfolding in the United States.
Universal call for peace and kindness, yet that's the way the world is. Así es el mundo, the name of the album. We heard Karma by El Hudi. Closing in on the present day, that takes us to November, when we discovered Nusantara Beat, an Indonesian psych rock band from Leiden in the Netherlands. Kalang Kang is ready to spin as we continue our countdown of our favorite picks of the year 2025. I'm Cal Coat.
Mm-hmm. Te aya sasahan, Neng.
Oh,
You don't play with music. Because if you play with music, you will die young. You see, because when the higher forces give you the gift of music, musicianship, must be well used for the good of humanity. If you use it for your own self by deceiving people or doing this, they will die young.
Music, it is for the good of humanity. And that is kind of our catchphrase here at World Beat Canada Radio. We just heard from Afro Dream. Their new album is called Giz Giz. They are an Italian Afrobeat band with an Ethiopian singer. And that track was What We Do Here at World Beat Canada Radio, La Musique de Melange. That was our pick for December. And that wraps up our look back at the year 2025 through the albums we loved the most. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyre Communications. If you'd like to see our entire calendar of monthly album picks, just subscribe to our weekly e-blast and you'll get it right to your inbox. You'll also find it all over social media and Substack. At this time, I'd like to thank especially our subscribing stations who put the word out over the airwaves, a good old-fashioned way of disseminating music, which is becoming popular once again. I hope this program is becoming a favorite of yours. I can't wait to hear what 2026 has in store. Our friend Andrew McPherson from Guelph, Ontario, has put out a new album in his Pepper Moth series of ambient and neoclassical music, and it's called Albedo, and we'll wrap this hour at rest from that album. Our last word goes to the Internet of Things for this year, and it said, I don't think I want a new year this time around. I'd take a gently used year like 2011 or even 1998, if it's in decent shape.